This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari issues 7 ordinances. Health Ministry reports 55 additional corona-related deaths, 7,660 newly infected, recorded yesterday. Prohibitory orders in Kathmandu Valley extended till 12th of May. Government to buy 20,000 empty cylinders from China to ensure regular oxygen supply. And India's COVID cases surpass 20 million. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has issued 7 ordinances as per the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The Office of the President yesterday said the President issued the ordinance related to Constitutional Council, Ordinance on Acid Attack Punishment and Acid Scale Regulation, Ordinance related to Social Security First Amendment, Ordinance related to Nepal Police and Province Police, Ordinance related to Amendment to some Acts Against Sexual Violence, Ordinance on Criminal Acquisition and Procedure Amendment, and Ordinance related to Medicine. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has said it would stand against Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's proposal to win confidence from the Parliament. Prime Minister Oli will be seeking a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives on May 10th. A meeting of the Nepali Congress Party office bearers and former office bearers that took place yesterday at Party President Shyabahadur Dewa's private residence in Budanilkantha decided to make the Prime Minister's efforts a failure. Accusing the government of trying to rule through ordinance by ignoring the parliament, Nepali Congress has protested the government's decision to bring 7 ordinances, including the one relating to the Constitutional Council. The Health Ministry reported 7,660 new coronavirus infection cases yesterday. This is the record-breaking daily rise in corona cases in Nepal since the pandemic began. Similarly, the ministry reported 55 corona-related deaths yesterday. This is the highest daily rise in death toll as well. This is Nepal's corona-related death toll. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 3,417. Similarly, 1,755 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now neared 59,800. Meanwhile, prohibitory orders have been issued in 47 districts of the country as the number of corona infection cases and corona-related death tolls spiked. 5 more districts have issued the prohibitory orders. Using the rights delegated by the government to chief district officers, the district or administration officers have issued prohibitory orders considering increasing risk of the COVID-19 pandemic. Likewise, the prohibitory order issued from the 29th of April have been extended for one more week in Kathmandu Valley. Now, the prohibitory order in the Kathmandu Valley will be effective till the 12th of May. Bhaktapur Chief District Officer confirmed the new decision taken by the meeting of the Chief District Officers of the 3 districts in the Kathmandu Valley yesterday. He also said that all travel passes issued earlier had been cancelled and the groceries now would be allowed to be opened till 9 a.m. every day, that is from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day. Likewise, the government has made it mandatory to undergo 10 days quarantine if one goes out of the Kathmandu Valley. Issuing an order yesterday, Kathmandu's Chief District Officer said one could exit from the Kathmandu Valley only after receiving a recommendation from the destination, a local level ensuring 10-day quarantine. Earlier quarantine provision was mandatory only for those entering the Kathmandu Valley. Now, the people leaving the Kathmandu Valley also need to be in quarantine in their destination places. Members of the House of Representatives are going to have their PCR test today and the day after today, that is tomorrow, as a part of preparation for the upcoming House session set for 10th of May. The Parliamentarian Secretariat has issued a notice that the PCR test of the member of the Parliament and the officials will be conducted from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for 2 days from today. The Ministry of Health and Population is working to import 20,000 empty oxygen cylinders from China. The ministry took decision to bring the cylinders to avert the possible crisis of oxygen cylinders for the treatment of the COVID-19 patients. Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said the cylinders are likely to arrive from China next week. Gautam said that the lack of cylinders had caused difficulties, though there was no shortage of oxygen in the country. Likewise, the ministry has directed the hospitals to remain ready for accessible management of oxygen while urging the hospitals and general public not to hold the empty cylinders. Meanwhile, the government has decided to have police inspections in the oxygen plants to ensure smooth oxygen supply for medical purpose. Information officer of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Kumakanta Acharya, said the chief district officers in all the 77 districts of the country have been written to check the misuse of oxygen. There are 24 oxygen plants in the country so far. The Social Welfare Council, SWC, has directed the non-governmental and international non-governmental organizations working in the field of the social sector to provide certain amount for the prevention and control of the COVID-19 from their ongoing project. Now, the NGOs and the INGOs can provide health-related equipment as well. The Election Commission has urged the political parties participating in the election of the National Assembly members to strictly adhere to the health safety protocols. Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Srestha shared that a request letter was sent to the political parties taking part in the by-election scheduled for coming 20th of May to adopt high alert to prevent the spreading of the coronavirus pandemic. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has telephoned Chief District Officer of Kailali, Khagendra Prasad Rijal, and directed him to take all possible steps to address the grievances of people. Taking stock of the situation of the corona pandemic in the district, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel yesterday asked CDO Rijal to work ensuring the presence of the government in the districts at the time of crisis. Five people have died in a jeep accident at Pancheshwar Rural Municipality in Baitari District. The accident happened yesterday. The deceased have been identified as Jeet Singh Bhandari, Damar Singh Bhandari, Himmat Bhandari, Deepak Bhandari and jeep driver Tej Bahadur Bohra. All of them are from Pancheshwar, Ward No. 6 in Baitari District. The police said other five sustained injuries in the accident and they have been sent to the district hospital for further treatment. The jeep was heading towards the district hospital carrying mortal remains of Pancheshwar Ward No. 6 ward member Govinda Singh Bhandari, who was killed by lightning Monday night. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co. 4G.
भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. India has recorded more than 20 million COVID infections, but the government says the cases are slowing down. The country added more than 355,000 cases on Tuesday, down from more than 400,000 daily cases on the 30th of April. But testing numbers have dipped as well, sparking fears that India's true caseload is far higher. The country has so far reported more than 222,000 deaths due to the coronavirus. US President Joe Biden has laid out plans to vaccinate 70% of US adults by 4th of July and roll out the shots for 20 to 15-year-olds as soon as possible. Biden's new goal includes having 160 million adults fully vaccinated by the Independence Day. The target is well within reach given that 105 million have already had COVID-19 jabs and the US is vaccinating nearly a million adults per day. Meanwhile, Israel has nearly fully opened its economy and seen its number of coronavirus cases crash to almost zero, with just over 60% of the population having received at least one shot. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to continue at some places of the country during late afternoon. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari issues 7 ordinances. Health Ministry reports 55 additional corona-related deaths, 7,660 newly infected recorded yesterday. Prohibitory orders in Kathmandu Valley extended till 12th of May. Government to buy 20,000 empty cylinders from China to ensure regular oxygen supply. And India's COVID cases surpass 20 million. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal, follow the health safety protocols, and have a safe day.